one day.
A blessed and a wonderful Sunday morning to each one of you. Thank you so very much for tuning in to this broadcast. The Because He Lives program is sponsored by Federal Motor Spirits and the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District. My name is the Reverend Delbert Edgell, and I thank you for choosing this station this morning. I'd like to read a passage of scripture for us, which is recorded in St. John's Gospel, chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father who art in heaven, we come to you this morning in the mighty name of your Son, the Lord Jesus. We want to thank you, Lord, for watching over us during the night and bringing us safely to the beginning of another day. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Lord, we look to you even now as we examine your word. And we pray that you would speak to us through this word. For we believe, God, that your word has the answer to life's troubling and perplexing problems. And so, God, we commit ourselves to you. I pray this morning that every listener, whether they are persons in their homes or in their cars, or wherever they are this morning, I pray that the Spirit of God will move upon every heart in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for our nation. I pray, God, that you would bless our leaders and you would give them the insight that they need to lead this country. I pray, God, that this country will fear you and serve you. For God, your word declares unto us, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And so we ask, Lord, this morning, that every community, every institution, God, every aspect of our nation, we bring to you. And we thank you and we praise you, God, for what you will do as we live in obedience to your will. Bring us to that place, God, where we would call on your name and seek your face. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thankfulness. Amen. Seven times in the passage that I read to us earlier, you see the word remain. In the King James Version, it speaks of abiding or to abide. And so this morning, I want to share some thoughts with us so that we might remain, not just remain in anything, but that we remain in Christ. And for those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, there's a word for you also, because God's word comes to us so that all mankind might accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And so I want us to see the importance of staying connected. When we say that Jesus Christ is the answer, That is not a cliche. It is a fact. The world is in turmoil. Every day, when you listen to the news, when you watch the news, there seem to be one disaster after next. The only good news that we can receive is found in the Word of God. One is led to ask this question: are we nearing the end? Or another: can Jesus appear at any time for his church? And if we examine these questions, can we see it? Have we checked in? Do we have our boarding pass? Are we in the departure lounge? Are we on board? These questions are very critical for us to answer. In 1874, Ernest Shackleton was born and he died in 1922. However, in 1914, he led an unsuccessful expedition to cross Antarctica on a ship called the Endurance. When it became trapped in heavy ice in the Weddell Sea, it became a race of endurance just to survive. With no means of communicating with the rest of the world, Shackleton, with his crew, used lifeboats to journey to the nearest shore, a place called Elephant Island. While the majority of the crew stayed behind on the island, he and five crewmen spent 2 weeks traveling 800 miles across the ocean to South Georgia to get help for those left behind. Their failed expedition became a victorious entry into the history books. When all of Shackleton's men survived, thanks to their courage and endurance. The Apostle Paul knew what it meant to endure. He knew what it meant to abide. He knew what it meant to remain in Christ Jesus. In Acts chapter 27, during a stormy sea voyage to Rome, to face trial for his faith in Jesus Christ, he learned from an angel of God that the ship would be destroyed. It was his assignment to keep those on board encouraged, because their safety was dependent on them staying on board. The verses that I speak of are verses 23 onward that says to us, "Last night, an angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, stood beside me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar. And God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep your courage, men, for I have faith in God that this will happen just as he told me.'" When disaster strikes, we tend to want God to immediately make everything better. God does not operate like a drive-through window at a fast food restaurant, where you give an order and are quickly served. What I can tell you is that God gives faith to endure, and so doing that we might grow in him. As the Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans, suffering produces endurance. Knowing that we can encourage each other to keep trusting God in the most difficult times. When we do not heed the voice of God or his servants, we run the risk of disaster, pure and simple. Can I tell you that sometimes we are asked to do things that does not sound logical? It is in those times that faith takes over. Joshua is a prime example. When we read of Joshua and the conquest of Jericho, he was instructed, march around the city one time for 6 days. And on the seventh day, march around it seven times. And when the signal is given, they were to shout. They did just that. And the walls of Jericho came crashing down. One might ask, does it make sense to march around a city one time for 6 days and then on the seventh day march around for seven times and then shout? That does not sound like the typical battle plan, but the God in whom we serve, He does not need any counselors or advisors. He gives instructions, and the expectation is that we would follow His advice. In chapter 26 of Acts, Paul gives his testimony before Festus, before Agrippa, and those in authority. They concluded that had he not appealed to Caesar, he would have been set free. However, the permissive will of God always prevailed. So Paul and the other prisoners were handed over to the centurion for their destination in Rome. And so the journey to Rome begins. After a number of stops along the route and much difficulties in reaching the harbor at Crete, these difficult times they encountered because the centurion and the owner of the ship refused to listen to Paul. And so they felt that because the weather looked fair, it was okay to sail. Weather, like even times when all seems calm, can be deceptive. It appeared calm then as they were on their way. Very often, when you think everything is looking good and going good, then trouble sets in. Our eternal security rests only in the Almighty God. Therefore, I must guard my relationship with God. I must keep my appointments with Him. Jesus did. I must be a person of prayer. I must be given to the reading and meditating on God's word. I must be a constant witness for Him. I must fellowship with other believers, such as described in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. I must be present in God's house. When these things are of paramount importance in our lives, God will always come through for us. Think of this song that is sung by Sean Daniel. He sings, I can't stay away from you. Jesus, I want you. Jesus, I need you. Can you say that that is the way that you feel this morning? That you cannot make it without God? That you need Him in your life? Not only today, but every single moment. As I continue, the journey was rough, but Paul remembered that he belonged to God. And on account of him serving God, God was going to be there for him. Does that mean that because we are serving God, we are exempt from difficult times? No. Does that mean that we will not have problems? No. Does that mean that we would not experience hardship, betrayal, disappointments? No. But God's care is present every single time. Paul knew he had to get to Rome because he was going to be given an opportunity to testify there about the living God. The others doubted, but not Paul. I believe Paul was not only looking out for himself, but the other prisoners. they had to abide on the ship. They had to remain in the ship. Their safety depended on it. Paul believed God when there was nothing else to believe. He believed God even in the midst of this terrible storm. He believed when the centurion doubted. He believed when the others on board doubted. He was not a fair-weathered Christian. He knew God. He was walking with God. And if God gave him a word that he was going to arrive at Rome safely, then he expected that. So even in the midst of seeming death, his faith was like that of Job, who testified, "Though you slay me, yet will I trust you." And so for 2 weeks, 2 long weeks, they had experienced the misery of the bad weather. Are you in a storm in your life? Do things look as if you're not going to come out on the other end? Are you looking for a way out? Why don't you trust in God? Just as Paul said to the men then, I'm saying to you today, unless you abide, unless you give your heart to Christ, those who do not know the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it is critical for you to make heaven. But you do so by exercising your faith in Almighty God. Jesus Christ died on the cross for all sin. All sin. And so we have the opportunity to accept this wonderful gift. In doing so, God calms our fears. He relieves us of our distresses. And so, just as I'm encouraging you to put faith in God, Paul encouraged the crew, the prisoners, to put faith in him and believe him as he was the mouthpiece for Almighty God. He was God's representative. And so they benefited from his faith in God and his trust. Let me ask you this morning, who are you prepared to believe? Who are you prepared to believe? Because there are many voices that are being heard today. But I want to say to us this morning that the greatest voice that we can heed is the voice of Almighty God. You see, serving God calls for courage. It calls for commitment. Because in the midst of all that is happening today, faith in God is that which will sustain us and keep us on the right path. We thank God this morning for all that he has done for us. And as we look to God at the very beginning of this week, we do so realizing that unless he is with us, unless he is guiding us, we are easy targets for the enemy. So my hope and my prayer for each one of us, for believers, that your hearts will be strengthened in the Lord. And may there be a commitment to those who have not trusted in Christ, to just turn your life over to him, accept him, believe him, and walk in his ways. The Bible teaches us that if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are made new. There is a song that is done by the Tommy Coombs Band, which says, "My hope is in the Lord." And even as we make our way from this program this morning, we want to do so listening and embracing the truth of this song, for it is biblically based, and therefore it is a good recipe for us as we look to the Almighty God. Thank you, and God bless you. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for speaking to us. Let the word of God dwell in every heart attuned to this broadcast this morning. Father, I pray that you would lift every burden. You would comfort every heart that is heavy and have suffered loss. Lord, I pray that you would move in a very special way across our nation, across our institutions of learning, across our healthcare facilities. Lord, we are just thanking you for what you will do. And we are praying these things in Jesus' name with thankfulness. Amen. Kindly listen to this song at this time.
I stand in awe within the presence of the Lord, in whom the wisdom of the ages lies, for whom the raging of the seas subsides, the living sacrifice, the only source of life. Tender mercies come with every rising sun to meet the sinner in his brokenness, to offer healing and forgiveness, and those who trust.